Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready for the eclipse.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event.
Watching the weather.
I'm trying to make him do my no-cloud dance.
A new plan for student loan debt.
Interest costs could be cut by up to $20,000.
Good morning, I'm Cammie McCormick.
And I'm Steve Kathan in Indianapolis with the CBS World News Roundup. Anticipation is climaxing here and all along a 100-mile-wide path from Texas to Maine, where in just under 6.5 hours, the moon's shadow will begin sweeping across the country. A total solar eclipse. 32 million Americans live in the path of totality. Millions more have traveled here for the celestial show, making this the country's most viewed eclipse ever. We have team coverage this morning. CBS's Tony DeCoppel is also here in Indianapolis.
No viewing site will be larger than the Motor Speedway in Indianapolis. Up to 50,000 people expected, many even camping out for an experience that's described as
an amazing sky show that unfortunately is difficult to describe.
Paul Messerschmidt and his brother John are here for their 12th total eclipse between them.
It's an opportunity to kind of share a communal event and maybe have a few moments of peace and tranquility.
And after more than a half century of chasing, it's now a family-wide event.
Chills, you know, when the total happens, it's just like the whole world changes.
What a lot of people are feeling right now in America is worry about the cloud cover. So let's go to Lonnie Quinn, who's in upstate New York, Wilmington. Lonnie, good morning. How's it looking?
Well, you know what? For some people, it's looking great. And for other people, it's not looking good at all. Simply put, you've got a low pressure system around Texas giving really, really bad volatile weather. You have a high pressure system off the East Coast giving really, really great weather. So the best weather of all is going to be in northern Maine. Enjoy it.
CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Kerrville, Texas this morning.
The consensus here is stay optimistic. Here in Kerrville, they're asking people to arrive at least 3 hours early. NASA's broadcasting live. They've got food trucks. They've got music. And, of course, all the small towns in the Texas Hill Country are hoping to take advantage, get a little piece of the tourist pie.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Niagara Falls, where they're expecting about 1 million people to gather in Queen Victoria Park on the Canadian side. It's why the region's declared a preemptive state of emergency so they can get police and extra phone networks in place. Niagara Falls is smack in the middle of the blackout zone. The sun will be completely blocked here for about 3 minutes and 31 seconds. The traffic jam out of Niagara is expected to last about 6 hours.
By the time the eclipse ends in Maine at 3:35 Eastern Time, the path of totality will have crossed 15 states. But Cammie, everyone in the continental U.S. will experience at least a partial eclipse.
Steve, in Wisconsin today, President Biden will announce new plans to ease student debt. That includes canceling accrued interest for borrowers. The issue remains high on the agenda for younger voters. Here's our Ed O'Keefe.
We're talking about a plan that the Biden administration says would wipe out student loan debt for 25 million Americans. It focuses on those who owe more than their original loans and would apply to people who started paying back undergrad loans 20 or more years ago and those who started loan repayment on graduate studies at least 25 years ago. It's also for eligible participants in the SAVE and Public Service Loan Forgiveness Plans. The new plan likely faces legal challenges. If approved, officials say some people could start seeing relief by early this fall.
Former President Donald Trump has announced his position on abortion this morning. He says it should be determined by the states.
The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state.
It's an issue that could help decide the outcome of the presidential election as Republican-led states usher in a new wave of abortion restrictions. The Vatican has declared that gender-affirming surgeries are great threats to human dignity, putting them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that violate God's plan for human life. The Vatican rejects the belief that one's gender can be changed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
6 months into the war between Israel and Hamas, Israel has withdrawn many of its troops from Khan Yunis in the south of Gaza. The Israeli military says it's to prepare for an offensive on Rafah. Here's correspondent Holly Williams.
The remaining troops are positioned along Gaza's border with Israel, as well as north of a new road built by the Israelis, cutting across the Gaza Strip from east to west. It's thought the road is part of Israel's planning for after the war. It's an evolution of the war effort, an Israeli military spokesman told CBS News, and not a partial withdrawal from Gaza.
In Washington, more protests demanding the release of 130 hostages still held in Gaza.
Bring them home now! Bring them home now!
We want this nightmare to end as quickly as possible.
More than 90 people have died in Mozambique after a makeshift ferry sank off the coast. It was overcrowded, and many of those who drowned were children. A Southwest Airlines flight had to return to Denver after an engine cowling fell off during its takeoff Sunday. This passenger,
never seen anything like it in my life. I'm curious what the cause was.
It was a Boeing 737-800 jet and was bound for Houston. The FAA is investigating. It's the latest in a spate of incidents involving Boeing. Two basketball giants, UConn and Purdue, are the last team standing, and tonight's final could be a classic. At the Women's Championship in Cleveland, top-seeded South Carolina wrapped up an undefeated season with a decisive 87-75 win over Iowa here on ABC.
Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
The Gamecocks have not lost a game since last year's tournament when they were knocked out of the Final Four by the Hawkeyes. University of South Carolina guard Raven Johnson.
It means a lot to do it with these group of girls. If you guys would have seen us, just the stuff that we went through in the summer and the hard work we put in, we deserve this.
Jelly Roll dominated the CMT Music Awards last night, taking home 3 awards, including Video of the Year and Performance of the Year.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer.
There was also an emotional tribute to Toby Keith, who died of stomach cancer in February.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers is introducing a bill to tighten rules for how social media companies collect and share your private data. Here's Stacey Lynn.
Senator Maria Cantwell is the chair of the Senate Commerce Committee who co-authored the bill.
There's all sorts of cases now where third-party people are acquiring this information, compiling a profile on you, and then sending it to other third parties that may use it for some discriminatory action against you.
She says there needs to be better laws on the books to protect protect citizens and stop bad actors.
If they sell that information that causes you substantial harm, you actually now would have the right to take that matter to court.
The Biden administration wants to provide more money to a Taiwanese semiconductor giant so it can expand its facilities in Arizona to better ensure the most advanced microchips are produced domestically. And that's the World News Roundup. For Steve Kathan in Indianapolis, I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.